Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
God told me to tell you this.
That's paganism.
Do you really expect and anticipate that the divine voice of God can be heard by you?
That's horoscope reading.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God.
That's reading tea leaves.
You can't have a relationship to God if you can't hear God.
That is not biblical Christianity.
You want to hear God speak to you? Read your Bible. If you want to hear God speak to you audibly, read it out loud. I promise you, 100% guaranteed, you will hear Him speak.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
This is Wretched Radio. Hoping that you'll enjoy this exciting episode.
Are you crying?
Well, wouldn't you be crying too if Zaxby stabbed you in the back? Unbelievable. For years, we've been publicly plugging Zaxby's. What do we get? Nothing. What does Mr. Beast get? Just because he happens to be a little bit more popular, all of a sudden, he's the Zaxby's darling, and they're making... They're making a Mr. Beast box.
Oh, we bought 4 of them so far.
Oh.
My kids have.
No.
Yes, they have.
Oh. Why don't you give me a paper cut and pour lemon juice in it next? Let's get to an exciting round of which story, although that one was pretty rough for me, which story is the most disturbing? Jimmy, as always, you are going to represent the tens and tens of people listening to this here Wretched Radio program. Are you ready, sir?
I am.
For your most onerous responsibility.
Yes, sir.
I was just affirming that.
Okay. I love judging.
It's a gift of mine. Story number one. Hey, Arizona State, could you be more offensive? Ooh, there's an exhibit that says George Floyd died for us. Each and every last one of us, God chose him. Ooh, that's it. That's the whole blasphemous shebang right there. That is story number one, that we are at the point in this stage of American history where it is absolutely fine for a government-funded, meaning you and I pay for Arizona State University, for a government-funded institution to flat out mock Christians, blaspheme their religion with impunity. No problem. Living in America, don't forget, we are living in a negative world now, and it ain't likely to get a whole lot brighter and more positive until we get in alignment with God's strategy for engaging the culture. If the people at Arizona State who approved of this blasphemous display were born-again believers, that blasphemous display wouldn't happen. And that is true for all of our social ills. The more people that get saved, I understand historically how Christianity has so influenced the culture. And the reason, well, manifold reasons, but one of the big reasons was almost everybody professed to be a Christian. That is no longer the case. So what do we do? How do we respond? Seems to me the clear biblical mandate is make more Christians, preach the gospel, make disciples, make the most of every opportunity. Jimmy, that's story number one. Number two. You doing the math on this so we don't get all confused?
I got it.
I mean, not that we'd get confused over math. Germany decided to decriminalize child porn possession. Well, how German of them? This is staggering that somehow a group of adults got together and said, let's just make it a misdemeanor. Because people have to have the right of free expression or whatever ridiculous justification they concocted. The bill, once it goes into effect, minimum sentencing for holding child abuse materials reduced. Criminal charge will become a misdemeanor. Oh, here's the rationale. This is from one of the noodles that decided this was a good move. A downgrade to a misdemeanor is urgently required in order to be able to respond appropriately and with the necessary flexibility to the large proportion of juvenile offenders. Well, does it matter how old you are? It is either right or it is wrong. Here, too, the perpetrators generally do not act in order to be sexually aroused, no, but rather out of drive typical of the adolescent stage of development. Dorothy, I want to join you and click my heels and go home sometime. Oh, guess what? The pro-pedophile groups have welcomed the change. There's a shocker for you right there. That's story number two, Jimmy.
Yeah, not off to a good start.
That is just Germany. Hello, land of Martin Luther. By the way, I read an interesting quote from Martin Luther. See if this doesn't ring a bell. I'll bet as I paraphrase this from German, of course, I'm translating it for you. You're going to think of a hymn. He encouraged people that you need to understand that the world hates us and that they're going to seek to take our stuff. They will seek to imprison us. They will seek to remove us from families. They will seek to kill us. And take they our lives, good fame, child, and wives? And life, and wife. So it'd be life. And take they our life, because otherwise it would be a Mormon hymn and not a Martin Luther hymn. And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. They've nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth, that you don't have to be terrified of what's going to happen when you realize up front that it very well could. And that was his emphasis, that we get this straight in our minds that when we were enlisted into the Lord's army, and I'm not talking military, I'm talking about being a soldier for our captain who says, go and make disciples. We need to know up front. The cost of discipleship, please remember when Jesus gives the remarks about pick up your cross, follow me, hating parents and then the division that's going on. This is about discipleship, not sonship. This is about the cost of discipleship. You are made a son, you are made a daughter in God's kingdom, free, courtesy of Jesus Christ. Discipleship, it comes with a cost. And I think this might be one of those boxes you might want to check with your kids if you're raising a mom and dad to let them know. As a Christian, you need to be aware. They could take your life. Are you ready to follow your master? Story number three. Here's another legal story for you. Brilliant. The Justice Department is recommending easing restrictions on the marijuana. That's really, really, by the way, where is that? I've got a story here that, oh, maybe it's in my stack of terrible stories. Oh, got it right here. Okay, so we got three and four. You ready, Jimmy? That was three.
Okay.
Legalizing marijuana. We got to lighten up when the kids want to get stoned from a doobie, he said contemporarily. Number four, U.S. alcohol-related deaths jumped fivefold in 20 years. However, interestingly, guess what has zoomed by alcohol use? Marijuana. The pot smoking. Got to tell you, it has actually been a blessing from COVID that my nose doesn't work because Mrs. Friel is constantly saying, don't you smell that? They're smoking pot. Didn't you smell? We'll pull up next to a car and she can whiff the marijuana. I can't, but she claims it is everywhere. And we are in Atlanta, Georgia. Last time I checked, not legal. So actually, Jimmy, that was stories five and six is what had there.
But five and six? Well, three and four.
No, three was the Justice Department eases the restrictions. Four would be U.S. alcohol-related deaths jump fivefold. Story number five is that more people are smoking pot than drinking alcohol. Math. Who needs it? Story number six. It's story number six. I'm not sure how official this is, but story number six. Can you imagine what a mess this would be if we didn't prepare? That was a lie. Story number six. Shared this, I believe, last week, but here's the deets. National Institutes of Health and University of Texas, big study. 90 million patients. They revealed it's been a lie all along when they tell us if we don't allow our children to go under the knife for gender confusion, then their blood is going to be on our hands. Lie. Suicide risk increases 12 times after gender-affirming surgery. 12 times. Don't be bullied. Don't buy the lie. Let me share with you. This was from Not the Bee. They put in a story of an individual who committed suicide in 2021. Can't share some of the details because they're simply describing how his body was just mutilated. The colon having problems, can't discharge, severe blockage, which could turn into blood clots followed by death. I've already reached the stage of blockage. What hurts me the most is the loneliness and inability to find a partner. I can't have normal intimacy. I'm a loser and I probably deserve this deception. This is what I get for messing with nature. Mankind is self-destructive and I self-destructed. I just wanted friendship and love. I wanted life to be easier. I wanted to be a woman since I was 15. I wish I had the knowledge that I have today. I was confused as a kid with no identity. I wish I could have done everything differently. But now it's too late. Number six, a tragic story. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Meet Dr. Adam Tyson, one of the new eight voices that will soon be joining this ministry, creating content to speak to this brave new world we're living in. Dr. Tyson is an adjunct professor at the Master's University. He's also a pastor with a doctorate of ministry from the Master's Seminary. Dr. Tyson brings expertise in biblical counseling and pastoral ministry, and his passion for teaching and mentoring the next generation is evident in his work with Gen Z men. And your support can help us bring more voices like that of Dr. Adam Tyson to the forefront. Join our $250,000 match campaign today, where every dollar you give to this new initiative will be doubled. Visit wretched.org/fellows for more information and see how you can make a difference. And together, we can transform lives with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Who will speak for those who are staggering to the slaughter? Seems like right now would be a good time to encourage you to support Preborn Ministries. They're in it. It's a little complex out there with the internet and ordering pills. They're in the game. They're working hard to save babies and save mommies and daddies with the gospel. So if you are energized about life, that's something you can do. You can support Preborn. They provide free ultrasounds despite the accusations of all pro-life clinics. They are holistic. They do care about the mommy too. And they care for the family and they provide training. And it is literally a way that if you have the means, you can be saving a life. Amazing ministry. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Are you tired of Jesus being covered up by our post-truth world? Well, get ready because it's time for you to pick up your copy of Jesus Unmasked by Todd Friel. Todd unpacks how the entire Bible, both Old and New Testaments, point to one man, Jesus himself. That's right, turns out the bronze serpent and the ark were more than just decor. They were fuzzy pictures of the Messiah himself. But it's not just a history lesson. Todd brings truth to our wishy-washy postmodern world. Your truth? My truth? Not how the Bible lays it out. The Bible lays out objective spiritual truth, whether you prefer it or not. Jesus made exclusive claims. He's either Lord, liar, or a lunatic. There's no fourth option, folks. So grab your copy of Jesus Unmasked today. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll be convicted, but most importantly, you'll encounter the unfiltered Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Grab your copy of Jesus Unmasked right now at wretched.org.
Know your church fathers. Gregory of Nyssa was an opponent of Arianism at the Council of Constantinople in 381. He wrote a book called Not Three Gods, explaining that there is one God in three persons. Each member of the Trinity is fully God, with all the divine attributes, yet each member of the Trinity is a distinct person. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
6 + 1 is, well, pretty much anything you want these days, but for our purposes, story number 7, as we continue playing, a very exciting round of which story is the most troubling. Jimmy, we've already heard 6. Are you ready for story number 7?
I am.
This is actually an audio clip. I'll let this play quite a bit because, quite honestly, it was all rather fascinating. Do you remember last week we talked about the maid woman, not Hazel, M-A-I-D? These are these wicked doctors in Canada who are given government permission to kill people. And she boasted the termination of 400 people under her care. Plus, as a side hustle, she's an abortionist. Doesn't get much more wicked than that. But wait a second, maybe it does. Jordan Peterson had a woman on his program. It was the horrifying truth behind MAID, M-A-I-D. Her name is Kelsey Sharon, author, combat vet. She's got her own podcast, and they discussed how Canada goes about the business of being so kind to those people that they want to kill.
People don't understand how MAID works. There's the track one, the track two, you know, the immediate, the 90-day to end of life and all of that. And yes, they stayed the bill till 2027 to the next vote, yeah, right? So that's all great. So technically mental health's not included. But what I found out yesterday that really, really bothered me was the mechanism of the actual procedure. So there's this drug called sodium thiopental, and it's made in Italy, okay? So it's used by anesthesiologists. And the anesthesiologist that came forward with this at this testimony was, this individual had been an anesthesiologist for 25 years. He came forward with the Senate subcommittee talking about this with MAID and his concerns with it, because MAID is being seen as compassionate and empathetic in care. Mm-hmm. So what he did is...
You know, the Nazi euthanasia program started with compassion and care, right?
I'm so glad you said that, because when I got to do trigonometry, we went to the war museums. Mm-hmm. And what terrified me the most was walking through the World War II portion and seeing the same verbiage.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, definitely.
People were telling me I was going crazy. I'm like, no, you don't understand.
No, it's the same thing.
It's identical.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing.
The mentally ill, the people that are, So what's
people
really...
People too distressed to live.
Thank you.
Right, and the categories keep expanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what we're seeing, the expansion. So the sodium thiopental, which was really wild about it, is this anesthesiologist was like, it's going missing. We don't have a lot of it. We can't get it anymore all of a sudden over the past couple of years. And so he started researching it. Well, it's made in Italy, and Italy falls under the EU. And under the EU laws, you can never make a drug that is going to be used for execution. But Canada, in North America, the United States and Canada had been using it for execution, in America for death penalty. So they finally caught on to that. And anesthesiologists use it as one of the first drugs pushed to put you under. But here's what's really crazy is they said, well, there's got to be more to this. So they did it's a Freedom of Information Act with the NPR, with a journalist, and they got over 300 autopsies of individuals who were executed in America. And they didn't just get the autopsy kind of overview, they were given in-depth files. And when they went through them, 85% of those bodies showed a 2x level increase of water in the lungs. So what was happening is when this drug is pushed, it causes a drowning, and it's stated as akin to dying by waterboarding or drowning. Meaning, the reason people in Canada who are given MAID seem peaceful is because they're giving a paralytic first. So they're completely paralyzed, then this drug is administered as one of the four, and they start drowning to death. Okay? So that means that when it's done by IV, it takes 10 to 15 minutes. That person could be literally drowning. Well, they're drowning to death, but they could be screaming if they weren't under a paralytic. They're drowning to death. We waterboarded people in Guantanamo. There's a reason we had to stop. It falls under cruel and unusual punishment. Yet we are having people like dying with dignity say that this falls under compassion and empathy. When you're drowning people chemically to death.
You found this out at the Senate hearing?
No, I found this out yesterday when the Senate hearing was given to me and the transcripts were given to me. It was Dr. Joel B. Zivok, associate professor of Emory University and School of Medicine, the Vancouver Coastal Health Authority. So what's been happening is that case I was telling you about, Fraser Health is withholding the families. They can't see her autopsy. They're not allowing it. They won't give access. The police have tried to get it.
This is the same case.
This is the same case. Yeah. So they will not give it to the family. So Fraser Health is abetting, like literally lying and holding information back. So what's wild about this though, is Dying with Dignity says that this is a painless death. Well, if you take MAID orally, it takes between 30 minutes to 24 hours. 24 hours of active drowning while you're under a paralytic. So the autopsies are showing that you actually drowned to death and you're waterboarded to death within your own body and you can't move or do anything about it.
That's story number 7, Jimmy. And I was thinking, what could possibly top that? But when you can, these other stories are so bad for human flourishing. This is all the theme here, maybe with the exception of Arizona putting up that blasphemous display, making George Floyd sound like the one who died for our sins. Oh, the other issues are all anthropological. It's all about a low view of human beings. This is a low understanding of Imago Dei. And so it is that we think that we can do with the human body pretty much anything we want to. This gets into the territory of gene manipulation. This gets into in vitro fertilization. This has all kinds of tentacles. Was talking with Andrew Walker the other day. We're working on a resource. He's going to be coming to town. We're going to do 10 lectures. And when I say we, I mean he is going to do 10 lectures on Christian ethics and how to argue the case from natural law to reveal that even nature screams, this is wrong. This is wicked. This is not the way that we should be thinking. And it will hopefully be just become another arrow in your quiver that you can fire when you engage our brave new world, who simply desires to do whatever they want to do to other people as long as I experience human flourishing. Story number 8, Jimmy. I've got story number... Okay, actually, nope. I'm going to share this one. It's going to seem radically mild by comparison, but I'm not so sure it's that much of a trite story. In Canada, bodies go unclaimed as costs put funerals out of reach. Now you can read that and think, well, that's nowhere near Germany making child pornography possession a misdemeanor. But what is underneath this? These are wicked people making terrible decisions that make people so poor with so little to be able to spend any discretionary funds for the incidentals of life that inevitably are going to pop up. They can't afford to bury loved ones. That's wicked. And this is why people rejoice when the righteous rule. And we groan when we have, well, people like Justin Trudeau. Did I just say his name out loud? Story number 9, ballot initiatives to make abortion a constitutional right in 2 states. This is going to be a biggie in the fall. I know everybody seems to be pretty confident that it's going to go the red wave this time. I got to tell you, until people start to recognize that the intentional taking of an innocent human life is murder, until that argument is made forcefully, you can do it so many ways. You can use natural law, you can use science, and you most certainly can and should use the Bible. But I'm telling you, people want their abortion because they want the intimate act that inevitably should result in procreation. They want it without consequences. Oof. By the way, Colorado is one of the states that wants to amend the Constitution. The right to abortion is hereby recognized. Government shall not deny, impede, or discriminate against the exercise of that right, including prohibiting death insurance coverage for abortion. South Dakota. South Dakota would be the second state Why don't I expect that to happen in the Dakotas? All right, Jimmy, just so that we can make it easy for you. Story number 10.
Okay.
Story number 10. Study says trans men are going postmenopausal in their 20s. 95% developed pelvic floor dysfunction. In other words, these people who are lied to about mutilating their bodies, yeah, they're ending up getting sick. Isn't that loving of the world to provide that service that harms and, by the way, causes a 12-fold increase in suicide? Jimmy?
Yes?
Don't have time to review. Which one of these stories? Oh, wait, hold on. Let me do the thing.
You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
What say you, sir?
They're all bad. They are all terrible, but nothing tops the first one, I don't think.
George Floyd?
Yeah, that is just horrible.
I don't care who it, anybody. George Floyd is kind of irrelevant to the of that story, that a university would think that it is acceptable to say that anybody but Jesus died for our sins. Ooh. This is Wretched Radio.